Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for September 4th. I'm your host, Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview for the next few weeks of Gamers End content. First up, I want to thank our September patron, Ridiculous Hat. Thank you so much for becoming a patron of The Gamers Inn over at patreon.com/TheGamersInn, you guessed it. Speaking of The Gamers Inn, I want to thank Jocelyn for getting through Sonic the Hedgehog 2. We did an episode where we talked about that. It was an Extra Life goal from 2022, and as I was planning for Extra Life 2023, I'm like, oh, we never did that, and we just recorded on Friday. Do we have any games to talk about? No, we don't. Maybe we'll do Sonic the Hedgehog 2, and just sort of worked out. So that's why we had that discussion. But mind you, this week, we will not be talking about Sonic, and we will not be talking about Starfield. Both Jocelyn and I are playing Starfield on Xbox Game Pass, so we are waiting for the official launch on September 6th. But lots of reviews out there, so you've got early impressions from us in a week, and you've got all the reviews from all the outlets that have had the game for weeks now. I think maybe even since the beginning of August, it got sent out to press. So lots of Starfield on the future for The Gamers Inn, or at least for next week. But what's this week? That is a great question. Also not sure. So I've got lots of Baldur's Gate 3 to talk about. Still playing that one. Although when I bring it back on the show, will likely be when Jocelyn has a chance to check it out or I finish Act 2. Still working on Act 2 right now. I don't know when I'll finish that. But Jocelyn has said she's interested in playing it and she's going to try to check it out very soon, possibly for this week. So maybe that'll happen. Another game I was thinking of checking out is Sea of Stars, which launched on Xbox Game Pass. I did really enjoy the demo for that one. I played it during the Steam Next Fest earlier in the summer. And it's been described as sort of a mix between Chrono Trigger, which I have not played before, and Super Mario RPG, which is my favorite Mario RPG, my favorite RPG ever, I think. And I was actually thinking of replaying Super Mario RPG with all the retro devices I've been purchasing as of late. And then they announced the remake. So, of course, I'm not going to play that again. I'm going to wait for the remake. So I think Sea of Stars might be something I check out. Maybe not this week, depending if Baldur's Gate 3 ends up being on the docket. But definitely later on in the month, I think I have to fit that one in because I do love me a game that is compared to Super Mario RPG. So lots of fun over the next couple weeks. So look forward to Starfield in a week. And this week, either Baldur's Gate 3 or Sea of Stars. Now, I did mention Extra Life. We're back. We'll have streams to announce very soon. But until then, be sure to go to bit.ly/TGI Extra Life 2023 for all the details. We are in the process of planning an Avendads stream, which we do every year or have done for the last couple years. And our hope was that we were going to do Super Mario Wonder, which we were just waiting for the online to be sort of confirmed because we didn't know. There was a direct, which we will be talking about on the Gamers Inn in the news segment. And the online play is like kind of not what we were looking at. We wanted the local play, but online, where it's like the four of you interacting with each other as you move through a level. The online play is more of like everybody has their own instance of the level and you kind of make your way through it on your own. There is some interactions between you and other characters. You can revive each other if you die or share items, but it's not quite what we were hoping for. So we're still deciding that. We'll likely be able to, I've told them we have to confirm it in the next week. I really would like to lock it in, whatever we end up doing, but, Super Mario Wonder looks like a blast. So either way, I'll be playing that one and talking about it on the show, whether we stream it or not. It remains to be seen at this stage, but definitely check out our other team members there at bit.ly/TGI Extra Life 2023, because Travis and Josh are rocking it. They have streams that are running every now and then. I will be updating our schedule so that you know when people are streaming. So definitely check out bit.ly/TGI Extra Life 2023. Moving over to Summoner's Call, we have a mini this week looking at Legendary Aleer. That is the main character from Fire Emblem Engage, who is getting a legendary treatment. Then we'll have a normal episode next week to discuss the latest special heroes. This kicks off our new schedule where we record the Monday after a full banner is released for the game. So Summoner's Call minis will be used to cover legendary slash mythic heroes that are always released at the end of the month. So they might not fit in with our normal Monday schedule in which we'll do a mini. But if it fits within a normal episode, we'll definitely slot it in. And sometimes Fae channels or announcements might come in between our normal schedule. So yeah, we'll have minis to sort of fill in the gap. And Eddie will sometimes join me for those, depending on scheduling. Moving over to upcoming video games for September, a big list here as we start to move into the fall. 30XX on the Switch is out on the 1st. Baldur's Gate 3 arrives on PlayStation 5 on the 6th. Starfield also on the 6th. That's for the non-early access tier. Final Fantasy VII Ever Crisis launches on mobile on the 7th. NBA 2K24 launches on the 8th. Nor Play With Your Food launches on the 12th. Pokemon Scarlet and Violet gets a piece of DLC on the 13th. Baton Kaitos 1 and 2 HD Remaster arrives on the Switch on the 15th. Gloomhaven on the 18th, that's the console editions. Lies of P arrives on the 19th, that's that Pinocchio Dark Souls game. That one's also coming to Xbox Game Pass. Mortal Kombat 1 arrives on the 19th. Party Animals arrives on the 20th. Payday 3 on the 21st. Cyberpunk 2077 gets its first and only expansion with Phantom Liberty on the 26th. My Time at Sandrock arrives on the 26th as well. Sonic Frontiers gets an update with the Final Horizon on the 28th. And finally, EA Sports Football Club arrives on the 29th. Oh, a busy month. Fall is here, and the only list that is probably going to eclipse this one is October, so look forward to that next month. Moving into the TGI Game Club, we have wrapped up Psychonauts 2, and you may be asking what we're going to be doing next, and that is a great question. We haven't actually planned what we're doing next, although I imagine we'll be taking a bit of a break as we check out all these new fall releases, but we do have a list of games we'd like to play, and there might be a newer game that gets added in there, we'll see, but we'll likely take a bit of a break to play all the brand new games that are coming out in September and October, and it might give me a chance to get back to the TGI update corner. It's been a while since I've played that Trails game. I really should get back to that. So maybe. We'll see. We will definitely see. All right, well, be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGI Discord. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great couple of weeks.